Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is a wonderful human, Alia, telling everyone that she's pregnant. She's going to have a scan soon to find out if it's a girl or an abortion. She wants to end all men. It's women like this that make a good case for banning abortions in the first place. She's also not very bright. A male would provide her attention for life as a son husband if she raised them incorrectly as a feminist. Instead, all she's going to have to keep her company after her daughters marry a Tyrannosaurus is her cats. Up next, we have a woman wanting to be paid like a white male. Does this shirt mean just leave the money on the nightstand? Or possibly give me free stuff like a migrant? Besides, she makes at least 5 times more than the average man, because some people say that she's a lonely fool's creator. She also looks like she should probably wash her hands and face. But seriously, I doubt that anyone is hiring anyone that has face tattoos these days. Besides, these days, women under the age of 30 are actually making more money than men their age. Number 3, Belle Delphine says that she was shunned by her father after selling her used bathwater online. She's the victim even though she scammed thousands of simps out of their hard-earned shekels. She's just letting us know that she has daddy issues and that we should feel sorry for her. Then again, the reason he probably shunned her was because he was mad she didn't give him a family discount or something, or possibly free samples. She got rich from donations from simps and incels. Moving on, a guy asks a girl to give him 2 reasons why they shouldn't break up. Those look like really good reasons, but I need another 2. Her face also isn't a bad 3rd reason either. I'll leave the last one to your imagination. Also, why do they always dress like that while wearing a cross? Traditional and slutty at the same time. Trying to cater to both cuckservatives and libtards at the same time. She will be whatever you want her to be. Number 5, we have a mom that shared her husband with 16 women this year, and she can't get enough. A woman that enjoys this is called a cuck queen. The man cheating in this case is known as the hot husband, and the other women he's with are known as cuck cakes. Probably because the cuck queen enjoys watching cuck cakes getting filled with her dad's chubby custard launcher cream. She probably won't be happy one day when it burns while she pees. Up next, speaking of chubby custard launchers, William Dafoe's Schwing Schwang was so large that when they were filming the 2009 film Antichrist, that they had to cut the scenes out with him showing it, because in the film it was so large that everyone in the room was confused. They had to bring a smaller stunt penis on set to stand in, no pun intended. No wonder he looks like such a happy guy. The actual size is on the right, while the stunt one is on the left. Number 7, we have a confused Tyrannosaurus being told that it takes time for them to get darker. But don't you worry, the gold teeth will also eventually grow in as well. The crazy thing is that no matter what a woman looks like, she can still procreate in this world. This world getting hit by a meteor is too good for us. First, the dinosaurs need to come back and eat everyone for good measure. Women believe it's their right to cuck men. Moving on, this is the face men make when the woman that they're with is loses a caboose with everyone else, but wants to build a relationship and bond with them. This is the beta buck side of hypergamy. She wants him to bond with her so she can control him through his love. The town bicycle, on the other hand here, is no longer capable of bonding with any man. Homer Simpson here looks like a Logan Paul lookalike. He needs to show her who's boss and get some of those cuckcakes. Number 9 looks like AI's threatening jobs held mostly by women. Jobs like secretaries, payroll clerks, and admin roles in offices. Looks like AI is coming for the easy tasks first instead of the harder ones. Many women have jobs that are so pointless that an algorithm can do them. But there's no way that AI has learned how to strip yet. Then again, when it generates Lonely Fools content, it's over for the women's. Soon women will be complaining about AI patriarchy. Up next, we have some simp saying that women's extra X chromosome is 5 times larger than men's Y chromosome. So this proves that women are better than men. Another guy responds by saying that onions have more DNA than humans, and that doesn't make them superior. Also, bacteria have 30,000 genes. So from that perspective, does that mean that having less genes makes one superior? Onion supremacy it is then. Number 11, do you agree that women who get upset at men for dating younger women are the equivalent of female incels? Most older women want the men that younger women have and are jealous of them. There's no such thing as a female incel. The closest thing is a Chad cell, a woman that's too old, fat, or unattractive to be touched by a Chad ever again. Those are usually the angry feminists that you see tearing up the pavement in their high-heeled hooves. Moving on, we have a woman upset because one person used to be able to support a family of 5 comfortably, on a single paycheck in America, and that was perfectly normal. But this was stolen by feminists flooding the labor force with land whales and governments creating inflation by going off the gold standard, as well as Reagan tax cuts in the 1980s. Bitcoin fixes this, and Bitcoin is the only wife you should have. The good old days are over, and even the dinks struggle to basically buy the average home. Number 13 is a woman that traded places with her twin sister, after she ended 2 kids in a car crash with an Amish horse and buggy. The more attractive of the twin sisters was to blame, and she had an expired driver's license and no insurance on her vehicle. Now they've both been charged and will be going to prison together. If the justice system even works, which we all keep losing faith in. Up next, in the post-pandemic era, more young men than women are single. But why is that? Because women will gladly share the top men. Or maybe it can be blamed on taking the dog pill during the pandemic, at least in the West. There are also a lot of women that say they're in a relationship, but the man they're supposedly with doesn't agree. Women are also dating much older men, as younger men can't buy them houses and offer them a decent middle-class existence. Number 15, we have a hiker that was lost in the woods for 24 hours, but ignored calls from rescuers because it said unknown number on their phone. Being lost in the woods and losing your life appears better than the risk of getting scammed by Pooji from India. I also don't answer any unknown calls and don't even check my messages that I get from them. These days, unknown number equals scammer. I thought this was a fake story, but it actually happened in Colorado in 2021. You are dumb. So dumb. For real. Moving on, we have a woman sending a Dear Abby message saying her husband saw a message on her phone and they could destroy their marriage. But what did he see? Messages from another guy that she'd met at a bar and was setting up a date with him. This is a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it pays out. It's a strange attempt to look like the victim somehow. Abby will probably shame the husband for spying on his wife and looking at her phone and trying to make it all his fault for not meeting his wife's needs. Number 17, remember that every man dating a single mother is a useful idiot raising Chadzilla's baby cakes. What man in his right mind is going to get together with a DNA dumpster that is known as a single mother? At least the Soviet Union promoted family values, and your chances to advance your career would drop dramatically if you were divorced. Also, dating a single mom is like trying to drive a car with no tires. You won't get very far. Up next is Lonely Fools before the internet. Just a couple of women standing around in a hallway saying, "Give us money. We're pretty like NPCs." Back when life was simple and not complicated. The guy in the background looks hilarious. Also, in case you're wondering about dating sites before the internet, here they were in 1913. And you can see that even back then, posting with pets was a popular option. It was an effective selling point. Number 19, we have a 4-foot-tall dwarf giving a whooping to a female actress in MMA before the female referee's female-owned group preference kicks in and she prevents him from winning. The video is out there and it's from over 1.5 years ago, and very entertaining. The dwarf also had her on her back more times than a Lonely Fools model. Actually, wait a moment. She is a Lonely Fools model. Moving on, we have a guy whose girlfriend said no to his proposal in front of his whole family. It's painful, but less painful than getting divorce raped. Finally, a woman does a man a huge favor, and he seems rather ungrateful. Dude is like Neo, though. He dodged a big bullet. This is just like the guy who confessed his love at the beginning of a 20-hour road trip, and her response was, "I don't really want to pay for an Uber, okay?" Number 21, Happy International Women's Day. A woman is anyone who identifies as one except during times of war and in the family courts, of course. There, the sexes are binary. If I go shopping and tell the teller that my $10 bill identifies as a 50, can I buy more? That's what this is all about. Calling yourself female for special privileges. Look at the same smug, delusional NPC look on all the women in this graphic. You know the artist probably has the exact same face. At least it's not this look. Up next, most people are NPCs and can't learn from history. When the Berlin Wall fell, people went west for a better life. Yet delusional young people still believe that socialism is better than capitalism. You can even show them the difference between the two from space, like North versus South Korea, and they still won't believe it. You can't reason with people that have been demoralized and that would have been locked up in asylums only 100 years ago. Number 23, some woman is saying that the extinction of the male Y chromosome is imminent. But what's new is males want to go extinct by going their own way. Meanwhile, women are stressed out and their cancer rates are increasing by 4.4% in 2023, while men's actually decreased by 5%. With less girlfriends and wives, men experience less stress and we live longer. Plus, many men are choosing to have kids through surrogacy. It's women that should be scared of extinction when lover bots and artificial wombs show up. Moving on, people say that a breakup hurts quite a lot. But have they ever had this? It's a canker sore. When I went on a sugar-free keto diet, I never got them again. Before, I would get them once every few months, and now I haven't had one in 7 years. But you know that nothing can beat this sort of pain. Number 25 and the last one, wokeness is a mind virus that destroys the body and the mind. This is probably caused by a lack of good male role models, so they try and turn into a cartoon version of the biker prison convict father that they never had. They also dye their hair their favorite freezy color of their choosing. Something is definitely in the water in Portland, Oregon. Or maybe it's the hair dye and tattoo dyes leaching into their bodies and making them like this. Here's the evolution of women in the 21st century. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.